Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thanks a lot and welcome in to another edition of Real Golf Radio. It's an Open Championship edition. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. So pleased to be with you at Real Golf. You can follow us on X. Download our show where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. Of course, you can hear us on our flagship station, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, Salt Lake City, Utah, every Saturday, 8 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Year 26 of Talking Golf with you, and this is a good one. Scotty Scheffler doing Scotty Scheffler kind of stuff. Matt Fitzpatrick refinding some form. Brian Harmon, hey, don't forget about me winning a couple of years ago. I like that claret jug and want it back. And then you got guys like Hatton and McIntyre that have been putting their nose in the race all year long. Chris Goddard says, hey, this thing is pretty cool over here with this Lynx golf. I'll take the Scottish and try my chance at the Open. And shot a little 6 under 65 on Friday. Tony Finau, his best finish in an Open Championship was right here at Royal Portrush 6 years ago, where he finished third to Shane Lowry at the Open. He's in a top 10 position with an opportunity to make a move and go forward. Captain Keegan Bradley. Hey, how about player Keegan Bradley right there, just a few shots back as well with Rory McIlroy, the local hometown favorite, Grand Slam winner. Like, you look at this leaderboard, and it's pretty darn good stuff to see all the players that are bunched up there. And with if the weather cooperates, Bob, this does look like a golf course where some moves could be made.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, in the second round, guys are shooting in the mid-60s, and it's been fun to watch. You know, in the first round, it seemed like they were just holding on and trying to feel things out with the wind and the conditions and that kind of thing. But here in the second round, they have had some weather, but not the winds like they had in the first round. And this has allowed them to get a little bit more aggressive and make some birdies.
And the rain softens up the greens just a little bit, although this Lynx is pretty good at draining. And then I think I heard the guys talk about it. It looks green, but it's still a little bouncy out there. But guys are taking their chances. They're taking their opportunities. And so far, at least a second round action, thrilling stuff. Tough weather on Thursday, not quite as engaging. Nevertheless, it's Lynx Golf. We tune in and someone will hoist the claret jug and be named Champion Golfer of the Year. We'll get into all of it next, right here on an Open edition of Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Nothing says summer like double rewards on your Mountain America Rewards credit card. Get 2x the points on everything from gas and groceries to travel and home projects, now through July 31st, 2025. It's the perfect way to stretch your dollar and make summer doubly rewarding. Apply for your Mountain America Rewards credit card at macu.com/double. Loans on approved credit. Offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks so much for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. The 153rd Open Championship underway at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. The first thing that comes to my mind, Bob, is the 153rd.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing's been going on for a long time. We were just celebrating, you know, and hearing Mike Wan talk about 125 and what that means. How about 153?
Yeah. I got a 20-year hilt on you, or 28 years. Whoa. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But how cool. How cool. I love watching the Open Championship. I love watching it on Lynx Golf. I love everything. And here we are seeing this Irish Lynx Golf. And wow. It's pretty amazing to see what they built this golf course in.
So let me ask you that. You said you love watching it. First of all, why?
I just like the variety and the difference. It's not just the normal hit it up in the air and or hit it as long as you can or as far as you can. I like seeing guys have to maneuver around a golf course using their mind and their abilities, their artistic talent to score on a golf course, just like over there. In Lynx courses.
Okay. I appreciate that. I will say, and I mentioned this on a bunch of the radio updates that I did this week, that I woke up on Thursday morning at 3:00 in the morning and Phil Mickelson and Lee Westwood were leading and I was like, what the? And I went back to sleep. But nevertheless, congrats to Phil on making the cut. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing. As I watched day one, it was crusty, man. I mean, you're watching it through a rain-soaked lens. You're seeing everybody hunkered down under umbrellas. The wind's blowing. It just sometimes, and people are just kind of surviving a little bit. Not necessarily my favorite kind of golf to watch. Reminded me a little bit of the Open at Oakmont.
Right.
The weather just kind of made it a little sloggy, and it just was tough. It just wasn't. You don't see these guys necessarily showcase their talents, if you will. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm the guy, if I'm watching football, I like to see some offense. I don't want to just see a ground and pound, you know, 4 yards in a cloud of dust kind of thing. I want to see some, you know, some movement with the ball and you know, airing it out a little bit, that kind of thing. Uh-huh. That's fun. Same thing with golf. I like when these guys can get going and get a little momentum. And that happened on Friday. On Friday, yeah. It felt like all of a sudden, okay, a golf tournament. I think I tweeted that
now you
out.
Can breathe.
The golf tournament broke out in the middle of the Open, right? All of a sudden, yeah. Guys are making moves. They're making birdies. They're, you know, you're seeing them hit some shots. They're, you know, things are starting to move and shake and stack up. And to me, that's, I do enjoy that. I love Lynx golf. It is fun. It's fun. I played it. It's fun to watch, all that kind of stuff. Sometimes the weather makes it tough. I guess
it does.
It's the same thing about if you're watching an NFL game in Buffalo in December and it's snowing and, you know, it's just can't hang on to the football. That's not showcasing what Josh Allen can do.
Right.
You know? For those reasons, I have mixed feelings sometimes about the Open, but mostly I enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely in the first round with the weather, the wind, the rain that was coming through at times, mostly the wind. Guys were kind of just holding on. You know, it was unique, but yeah, like you said, if they can air it out a little bit more, open up, let this thing start to happen and play, and you're, you know, seeing rounds in the you know, mid to low 60s in the second round is awesome. And if more of that comes about the next couple of days, which is, it was looking like it was going to rain and be windy and wind conditions coming from every different direction on the clock. You know, it was looking like it was going to be extremely difficult, but you know, when there's a breather and these guys can breathe and they can start hitting shots and working with their abilities, there's nothing cooler than watching Lynx golf.
I'm with you right there. All right. Names on this leaderboard? Brian Harman, first of all, let's start there. The guy won the Open Championship at Liverpool a couple years ago.
Yep.
It was not a particularly long golf course. It was, I don't want to say tricked up, but some people thought putting that in course out of bounds down the inside of the finishing hole was a little bit.
It's always been there.
Well, they changed it so that way. Anyway, he was able to navigate. I remember there was tough weather. We talked about how that golf course was just going to be so tough. And right. Yet he managed, he just seemed so calm and managed, kept the ball in front of him, hit the right shots when he needed to, plotted his way around, and everybody else fell apart. Watching him on Friday, he just has seemed to have that same kind of control. And yet he just barely got his first win since winning at Liverpool at mm-hmm. the Valero Texas Open earlier this year. Otherwise, not a whole lot to show for his game. His stats aren't very good. He's outside the top 100 in driving distance and greens and reg. He's 80th in putting. Like, you start looking at all those and go, well, it's a little bit of a surprise, Brian Harman, this week. But what do you see in Brian?
Well, I think with Brian Harman is what I just was talking about, the artistic ability of being able to play in Lynx golf. It's not just about how far you can hit it, because bomb and gouge does not work. For the most part, at a Lynx type of golf course. Brian Harman can hit the ball down the middle of the fairway and get it to chase and run a little bit further and then hit beautiful shots into greens and give himself some opportunities. And that's what he did in the second round when he was able to shoot 65. So, you know, Lynx golf is not always necessarily about the guy that hits it the furthest, the guy that hits it the longest. It's about the guy that keeps it in play, keeps it in the fairway, hits beautiful shots into greens, keeps it out of the pot bunkers and all the squirrely lies and that kind of thing. Somebody that's in control but can use that artistic ability. That I've talked about, Xander Schauffele talked about, he loves thinking less swing and more about using his artistic ability to play Lynx golf. And I think that's why it bodes well for Brian Harman.
When Harman was winning the Valero Texas Open, Matt Fitzpatrick said he couldn't find the face that week.
Yeah.
And his low point was, you know, right around then and also at the Players. And now here he is. He's had an upswing with his game. He's starting to find some rhythm. And now he's, you know, putting himself in a good position going
into
this
teacher.
Week. Yeah, so what do you make of that? It's such an interesting thing, right? Where, you know, you have guys that can go from, you know, struggling just within 2 months, boom, here they are coming back.
Well, it's a new look on life, a new lease on life. You know, you make a few changes, whether it's caddy, whether it's swing instructor, whatever. It's almost like a restart or a refresh. And here he is starting to play well and doing well again. So that's a really good thing. This kid is an amazing player. He's won in Europe. He's won in America. He won the U.S. Open at the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts, and he was down. Yeah, he was down for a couple of years, but I'll tell you what, it's showing well now.
I love the leaderboard. I mean, Lee is interesting. Haotong Lee has been there before. He's won, I think, four times on the DP World Tour.
Correct.
And recently.
Yep.
You got Fitzpatrick making a comeback. You got Scheffler, of course. But then, you know, look, there's Hatton again. There's Bobby Mack. I mean, I'm starting to fall in love with Bobby Mack. you know, Harris English is a bit of a surprise. One of the things I love listening to the British commentators and watching Harris early Friday morning, he said, you know, the commentator after he hit a shot, the classy American.
The classy American.
I wonder if he's going to, you got to have a friend. Someone's got to be texting him a bunch of, like, his buddy's got to be giving him oh, you're the classy American. Yeah, I know different. But yeah, the classy American. Tony Finau's up there. Chris Goddard, who won last week. Like, there's a lot of fun, good players. Keegan, Rory, all the guys are there, and I think it's going to be fun to see how this thing shakes out. Good grouping, no doubt about it. We'll continue the show here looking at the Open Championship on Real Golf Radio next. Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you?
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Go to blackdesertresort.com. You can book your stay and play. Stay at the all-new resort. Enjoy the pool, the spa, the restaurants, all that goes along with that. And then play. You can enjoy the golf facility, including the 36-hole putting course, the TrackMan range, as well as the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, which hosts LPGA and PGA Tour events. Now's a great time. They got some specials running. Check it out. BlackDesertResort.com. Also, exclusive real estate opportunities available, including some new single-family home lots. BlackDesertResort.com. And again, thanks for joining us as we're talking Open Championship. And I'll tell you what, Bob, let's step away from the leaderboard just a little bit. Scottie Scheffler captivated the entire world with his comments. He's the world number one, of course. And he was asked about, you know, winning, losing, and what's important. And he really kind of brought up a new question in the game of golf.
Yeah.
What's the point? Here's what he had to say. Here's a portion of it.
You know, I think I said something after the Byron this year about, like, it feels like you work your whole life to celebrate winning a tournament for like a few minutes. It only lasts a few minutes, that kind of euphoric feeling. And I, like, to win the Byron Nelson Championship at home, I literally worked my entire life to become good at golf, to have an opportunity to win that tournament. And you win it, you celebrate, get to hug my family, my sister's there. It's such an amazing moment. And then it's like, okay, now what are we going to eat for dinner? You know, life goes on. Is it great to be able to win tournaments and to accomplish the things I have in the game of golf? Yeah. I mean, it brings tears to my eyes just to think about, because it's literally worked my entire life to become good at this sport, and to have that kind of sense of accomplishment, I think is a pretty cool feeling. You know, to get to live out your dreams is very special. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not out here to inspire the next generation of golfers. I'm not here to inspire somebody else to be the best player in the world, because what's the point? You know, this is not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of, like, the deepest, you know, places of your heart.
Wow. Not what I don't think anyone expected to hear from Scottie Scheffler.
You and I, the other night when I heard this, you and I went, I called you immediately and went, wow, listen to that.
Yeah.
Listen, try to unpack everything he's saying there. And Try to feel what he's feeling there. I mean, he talks about golf. He talks about the ability to live out his dreams, that it brings tear to his eyes. So, yes, it does affect him deeply, okay? But it doesn't affect him deep in his heart as to what truly matters, and that's his family and his faith. And, you know, golf is a job to him. Golf's not life to him. It's a job. And he's been very, very fortunate in what he's been able to do so far. And he realizes that, and I think it's totally healthy where he's at right now in his perspective.
You have to wonder, is this just some sort of coping mechanism, you know,
could
to
be.
Try to minimize the importance or the historical importance of what he's doing? You know, he's on this run, he's winning majors, he's winning golf tournaments, he's number one in the world, all of those things. Is this how you cope with the stress or the pressure of being at the top of the hill? Or is he just giving you complete, genuine thoughts from his heart? Now, maybe it's a combination of both, but I tend to take him at face value.
I agree.
I have sat in press conferences, press rooms with him, you know, over the last several years, and everything that I listen to from Scottie Scheffler says it's authentic.
Yeah.
This is what you see is what you get.
Yep.
And he, I think if I take the comments that I've heard him say in the past, knowing what his kind of platform or mm-hmm. centeredness is, his faith-based central life, and then you listen to these comments, I think it's pretty clear. I think what he's saying is, I've gotten to the top of the mountain, and you get all excited, you cheer, you do all that kind of stuff, you hug, you do all the trophy, you sign the autographs, you take the pictures, and then what? Life goes on. And so I think that's maybe, there's a lot of things you could go. You could look at what Rory struggled with since winning the Masters.
Yeah.
Maybe he finally did that, and he just wanted to celebrate it. He didn't want to go out and win the PGA Championship. He didn't want to go out and necessarily win the U.S. Open. Not that he didn't, but it wasn't. He wasn't quite ready for it. Right. I don't know. I'm speculating, but this gives you another dimension into the life of a professional athlete.
Yeah.
And having more to it perhaps frees one up to be able to do that thing that you do great even better.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Some people, a lot of people talk about golf, the game of golf. In order to be successful, you have to be selfish. There's a selfish nature to it. You've got to go practice. You got to put things aside that maybe are more important in order to be able to put attention to this thing, which is golf.
Yeah.
And yet he kind of sheds another light on it. He does that. He puts in the work. Well, let's listen to kind of the rest of his follow-up to this.
I mean, I love playing golf. I love being able to compete. I love living out my dreams. I love being a father. I love being able to take care of my son. I love being able to provide for my family out here playing golf. And, you know, every day when I wake up early to go put in the work, you know, my wife thanks me for going out and working so hard. And when I get home, I try and thank her every day for taking care of our son. It's just, you know, that's why I talk about families being my priority, because it really is. You know, I'm blessed to be able to come out here and play golf, but if my golf ever started affecting my home life, or it ever affected the relationship I have with my wife or with my son, you know, that's going to be the last day that I play out here for a living. You know, this is not the be all end all. This is not the most important thing in my life. And that's why I wrestle with, why is this so important to me? Because, you know, I would much rather be a great father than I would be a great golfer.
So he, that's great, right? By the way, you love to hear that.
Yes.
You love to hear that.
Yep.
But he wrestles with it. So I don't think that you should look at any of this as some sort of weakness in Scottie Scheffler's armor.
No.
I mean, Phil Mickelson carried a pager around back in 1999 at Pinehurst when he was trying to win the U.S. Open against Payne Stewart. And because Amy, his wife, was potentially
in labor,
about to have a baby. And he was ready to walk off in the middle of that. This is not new. There's a lot of players that have shared this, but it's a little bit of a different spin on it to suggest that it does, it's not as fulfilling as you think. And I'll just mention this, and then we're going to welcome the caddy in coming up. But there's people, I know people that have risen to the top of business success. They've sold their business, they have their money, they're retired, they're young, they've got everything you could ever want. And then they sit and say, now what? My life doesn't really change so much other than I don't have to worry about money. And everybody that has to worry about money will scoff at that and say, well, that's a big deal. It is a big deal.
Yes.
But there has to be more than that, or you're sort of left empty. And so it's a cool insight. Thanks, Scottie Scheffler, for that. We'll talk more about that. Get the caddy's thoughts as well. He joins us next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA, member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
At Uinta Golf, by Worldwide Golf, the new Ping i240 irons have arrived. The tour-inspired i240 irons are designed from the look of a player's model iron, but offers golfers high launch, forgiveness, and consistency. To reserve a custom fitting, visit us in-store or book online at worldwidegolf.com. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home of the legendary 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Uinta Golf, by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Nothing says summer like double rewards on your Mountain America Rewards credit card. Get 2x the points on everything from gas and groceries to travel and home projects now through July 31st, 2025. Oh, wow. It's the perfect way to stretch your dollar and make summer doubly rewarding. Apply for your Mountain America Rewards credit card at macu.com/double. Loans on approved credit. Offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars. 5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies.
Baby.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Oh, the caddy joins us weekly. You got a whole 2 hours of him last week, so you're probably a little bit bummed that you only get him for a segment this week. Nevertheless, here he is. Caddy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm, not in the wind and the rain in Ireland.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
It's actually been pretty good.
But we got like five. You got a bunch of time with him. We got 5 or 6 hours with him on the golf course this week.
Well, we weren't out there that long.
Well, I was just extending it out a little bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we actually played in about 3.5 hours, which was nice.
Yeah.
Never let the truth get. Yeah, that was impressive, by the way. I if you had asked me, I would have said 4, 3.5, and we waited a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes quick. Hey, it was good to be with you, though. It was good to get out. I mean, that.
Yeah.
Is that the first round we played since Pinehurst? No. Yeah. I'll bet it was since Pinehurst back in like 2010 or something.
Well, I know I watched you guys at Pebble when you played.
You did.
We were both at Pinehurst, but we did not play together.
Correct. You're also at Black Desert last year, but didn't play.
Did not play.
Yeah.
DNP.
DMP. So,
I'm an alphabet pro. DNP, MC, WD, injury.
Those are all the alibis, huh?
Yep.
Last time I played Whistling Straits, first I pulled a back muscle, then I pulled a heart muscle, and that was it for me. I played 36 that day, though, and that was a mistake. No, we didn't play 36. Anyway, I played 2 rounds in 2 days. That was it. Okay, enough about me. Let's talk about other things that are interesting.
You know, usually, Bob, he says, enough about me. Let's talk more about me.
Yeah.
That's usually how that goes.
But I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Let's do talk about some more interesting things. So, first of all, thanks for spending some time with us here in Utah. I know you're down in San Diego now. You know, you just jaunted from the...
Wow.
So, he spent time here in Utah to the mountains of Idaho to the beaches of San Diego. I mean, it's the caddy life.
Yep. He's got it on.
Yes.
He's got it.
And I don't travel anymore at all. This was an exceptional trip. And my back is letting me know why I don't travel anymore, unfortunately.
Maybe you need to be up and moving more often.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, let's not let another 10 years pass before we do this again. So let's go a couple of things that we got to talk about. Let's obviously start with the Open. What's your take on Port Rush? Bob and I have been texting back and forth, and Bob's consensus is there's Lynx Golf and then there's Irish Lynx Golf. It's sort of like a little bit of an extra.
Yeah, Lynx Golf on steroids.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, because I only have experience with about five or six courses in Ireland, and a couple of them weren't Lynx-y, but Port Marnock I really enjoyed. That was where they played the Open many years ago. And that was a nice, fun golf course to play. I thought it was classic Lynx. But then the other ones I played, probably, arguably the toughest course in the world. This goes up there with Oakmont and Carnoustie when the rough side at Carnoustie. And that's the European Club south of Dublin that nobody knows about. Last I heard, Tiger Woods had the course record of 68. And then I played Ballybunion. Ballybunion is very hilly and interesting. And it looks like Port Rush has that same hilly, bumpy look to it. So, yeah, it's basically Lynx Golf on steroids. I agree. That's my experience.
Well, good call there, Bob.
Yeah.
And then you wonder, like we're watching Tony Finau for obvious reasons, and he finished third in 2019 here at Port Rush, his best finish in an Open Championship. And here he is putting himself in contention again, coming off two straight missed cuts at the Open Championship. And you just sit and wonder, you know, what is it about this kind of golf course, this kind of links course, that might be more comfortable than, say, another kind of links course? And Brian Harman's kind of doing the same thing. I mean, Liverpool was playing relatively short and really target difficult golf, and he ended up winning. And Brian Harman looks in complete control around this place. It's really interesting. What similarities do you see, or differences do you see between these and some of the other links courses, and why it would favor certain players?
Well, unfortunately, I have not been to Port Rush. I've just heard about how great a course it is. But what you notice at Port Rush is there seems to be more than the usual. If you hit it on the front right of the green right there, it's going to spill down that hill, right? It has a little bit more of that action to it versus something like St. Andrews or Carnoustie even. So that's the number one thing I notice about it is those spill-offs around the greens. It stuck out to me watching on TV. But unfortunately, I don't know it well enough.
Right. I don't know. I haven't been over there either. But what about sight lines? With all those hills, does it give guys a little better sight lines than, say, just like a St. Andrews that's so flat that it's, you're sort of just hitting half into the distance?
Well, Mr. Graham Heinrich invented what we call the tee shot photo that's in the yardage book now at the Open Championship. And there are no blind shots anymore. But having said that, so there's a photo in the book and you see lines like right over this is 268 carry and 302 run out. You have all these great lines that really guide you like a map. However, when you can't see it with your eyeballs, it's tougher mentally to do it. Even if so, that's absolutely my target. Yeah, you know, it's probably easier when you see the target visually instead of knowing just I got to aim over that bush. So, yeah, I don't know what the sight lines look like at Port Rush. Maybe you can see everything. I know on the first tee you certainly can see everything. It's downhill tee shot looks like, and you can see. But that's a big deal. It's really, the thing about the Open Championship that's very unique versus just about anywhere else, I can point to one example at the Masters, the 11th hole. So, Bob, you know, if you're on 11 and if you can't quite get it to the green and you're landing it short, there's that big bump in the middle of the downhill that shoots your ball right at the pond, right?
And correct.
You've got to know about that. You've got to be aware of that. Well, take that bump and put 25 of those on every par four and par five between the tee shot area and the green. And that's what you have at a lot of Lynx courses. It's not like you just chip it down. If you got to get it out of the rough and hit it in the fairway for a layup, you have to know what this bump and mogul is going to do your, to your ball when it lands 80 yards short of the green, because it can shoot it back into the rough again, or you could get on a severe slope for your third shot. And that's what's interesting about links golf, and that's where the knowledge. And then also, can I reach that little pot bunker over there right now or not? Is it going to run 40 yards and get in there? And, you know, is it a gathering bunker? A lot of those are gathering bunkers. When you get close to them, they kind of suck you in, and down you go. So, there's no place that requires more course knowledge than a links championship. It's not even close.
So, we're used to playing what they call over there across the pond, parkland golf. You hit the ball up in the air, stop it, you know, carries, all that kind of thing. With links golf, you know, a lot of times you're bumping stuff around and you get, you get fiery fairways and everything like that. But having said that, how much more does luck play into a round of golf on a links golf course as compared to stuff we play over here in the U.S.?
Spectacularly more. And luck involves really three things. But the weather morning to afternoon is a huge one. You can just get, now that happens everywhere, but it really happens more over there than it does over here, because the morning to afternoon weather can be just totally different. So that's the number one luck thing. The number two luck thing is probably the wind. It blows, you know, it certainly blows at places in the U.S., but you get that wind over there and it's a heavy wind as well. So it has a little more effect than a light wind would. Like, you know, if we're in Colorado in the afternoon and it's blowing 25, it's literally like 5 to 10 on a seaside course. It's just the ball goes through the air in the thin air. And it's heavy down there. So wind is luck. You have to have a lot of skill in the wind, but wind is variable. And so you have to be lucky on the timing. You have to hit the shot, and the wind has to keep blowing like you thought it was blowing 10 seconds ago. And that's why you'll see guys get up on 17 at the Players, and it looked like they hit a good shot. It flies over the green all of a sudden. Probably what happened to J.J. Spahn, right? It was either adrenaline, or he hit a perfect shot and he found a hole in the wind with bad timing. You know, that easily could have happened on that shot. And it's a 24-yard deep green and there's no depth to play with and you're in the water. So, and then the third one is obviously the bounces. You can just hit a mogul here, hit a mogul there, get lucky, get unlucky. So yeah, luck's a big deal at the Open. But it's also the mental ability to handle the bad luck is probably a pretty good quality to have as well.
Caddy joining us here. So what'd you think of Bryson? He shoots 6-under on day two to fight back in and get inside the cut line after a bad opening round. Just 78, not good. Looked like he was kind of going down the road. And he fights back with, you know, with, I said, like a 65. For a guy like Bryson, is it harder on this kind of a golf course, being how far he hits it versus, I mean, you got Brian Harman that's outclassing him so far, two completely different players.
Yeah, I think there's just some players who hit links golf and seem to embrace it, and some who don't. Looking at Brian Harman, he's a shorter hitter, which means he's hitting a lot of shots on the tour. When you have firm conditions on the PGA Tour, which definitely happens, he's not flying the ball as far. He's probably not spinning in as much. And he's got a lower trajectory. So he has to play a lot more paying attention to run-ups and corridors and things on a regular basis. That is what links golf makes you do a lot, no matter who you are. You have to plan to land here, bounce here, and roll to there. And he does more of that on a regular basis. Because that's how he plays golf versus the other guys. He doesn't carry it as high. He doesn't carry it as far. He doesn't spin it as much. So he has to worry about what it does on the ground more. So that's already in there in his equation. That's probably why he's at a little bit of an advantage over someone like Bryson there. Bryson's deal, being the scientist he is, this is a guy who says, okay, the green speed is this. It's got this much slope. I need to take my putter back 22 inches to hit it this far. Let's think about that for a second. You're not feeling everybody else on the planet. There's no one else who's ever lived and played golf. Anybody who's ever said, I have to take it back this far on a 30-foot putt. Bryson is the only one. I'm convinced of that. You can't convince me otherwise. No other human being has done this. So there's no one who tries to play more by numbers than Bryson does. The science will work great over at the Open. However, there's too many variables right now. No one has the science at a links course. You have too many wind variables. You have too many bounce variables. You have too many variables to plug into your system to say this is how far that shot's playing. You've got to apply. Your brain is an amazing, your brain and your eyes are an amazing computer and surveying instrument. Incredible. And people think, you know, they say, oh, you got to play by feel. Well, your brain's a really good computer. That's what your feel is. And it can figure out that stuff better than anything we can measure right now. So you've got to play with your quote unquote feel, experience, and brain when you're playing links golf. You can't apply things that you can apply in a little less variable situations like we have over here a lot. Adjusted yardages, things like that. It's just the science isn't capable of doing that better than the brain is so far, and it may never be.
Caddy joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Before we let you go, Caddy, just wanted to get your take on Scottie Scheffler's comments that he made earlier in the week about not being fulfilled, if you will, in the deepest parts of his heart by just being the best golfer in the world and so much more. I'm sure you heard those comments. It's really interesting. Bob and I are going to talk a lot about it, but what's your take?
Padraig Harrington had a good opposite take on that when he heard it. He said he really enjoys his golf, and it's a big deal to him, and it is fulfilling to him, and he's able to take care of his family as well. He can do both of them. I remember reading Johnny Miller saying one time, 73, 74, when he had his great run and he won all those events, he was the best player in the world. And he said, I got to the top of the mountain. I looked around and I said, this is it. You know? So I think David Duval, wonder if David Duval had that happen to him when he got the number one and won the British. You know, David's a very thoughtful person. He reads a lot. And to each their own, you know? You look at someone like Jack. Jack seemed to have a great balance of everything. He enjoyed playing. He had fun playing. He talked about having fun playing. I don't think it meant that much to Jack to win all those events. I think it was fun for him other than being, you know, you look at Tiger, you know, it means, you got to believe it means a lot to Tiger, right? It's kind of what Tiger and Kobe and Michael Jordan are all about. Jack seemed to have like, oh yeah, that was fun. I'm glad. Now I'm going to go to a baseball game with my kids. I have fun doing that. So people are all different. And Scotty, I don't think anybody saw that coming with Scotty Scheffler. He might be just one of those interesting thinkers and we didn't even know it.
Yeah.
So everybody's different. I don't think you can apply one formula and just say, oh, being a great player isn't fulfilling. I think it is fulfilling for a lot of people. I hope that Scotty can enjoy it and embrace it and have fun in the right way for him, because it would be a real bummer if he kind of checked out.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624,
800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I think Scotty's more on the Jack side of things than making it like the predominant thing in his life. Scotty enjoys the competition. He enjoys winning golf tournaments. He enjoys working hard on the range and that kind of thing. But Scotty, you know, has a family now and a son. And he said, anytime that golf takes priority over that, then he's done playing professional golf. And Jack was kind of that way. Like you said, he was only out for 2 weeks at a time. He would jump on his jet and he would fly to basketball and football games and all that kind of stuff. He understood how to, make it not just a straight focus on golf, but make his life more well-rounded. And I think that's what Scotty's saying.
100%. And when you get, I think in life, you know, I have observed people a lot and try to say that, okay, this person seems really happy. What's going on? You know, what makes one thing that makes older people really happy are their grandkids. That's exclusive. That's like the biggest thing of all time, right? But I think back 25, 30 years out on the road caddying, and there was a basketball player who was played his last college game. It's been all over the internet, and they asked him what he's going to miss, and he like cracks up and he goes, going out to eat with the guys, right? That's what he's gonna. So that is a big deal. It's the people in your life that really mean everything. And I guess until you win great, you know, there's a handful of people who win a lot of championships and majors. There's hardly any of them. So we can't really say what that's like unless we've done it. But all that stuff, ask Xander Schauffele, where are your trophies? He's like, I don't even know. They're somewhere. You can't even find, you know. I think all the accomplishments, they're great. But you sit back when you're laying around and you're thinking, oh, man, what do I miss about being out there? It's really hanging around with the guys and the experiences you have with the people that are really kind of the cool thing. So maybe Scotty was talking a little bit like that. And you're saying, yeah, make sure the people are your priority and you take care of them and you don't sacrifice that just to succeed at something. So
Caddy, good stuff as always. Thanks for spending some time with us. Enjoy the conclusion of the Open Championship.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. Stay tuned. The back nine, hour number two is next.